what you heard.
May I take you home?
And would you know that what they might say if it was in a buggy? They might ask what?
Oh, may I drive you home?
And would it make any difference if you were walking or if you were in a car?
No, if they were walking, they'd say, may I walk you home, I believe.
But if you were in a car, you'd say,
may I drive you home?
And to get a boat up on the land, you tie a rope in the front and you
pull it.
And when your car is stuck in the mud or the snow, you ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a
push.
What's that?
Push.
And if you carry a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you could say, I
toted it.
And if your child's reaching like toward the stove or something, you might say, that's hot, so what?
Don't touch it.
Could you ever say, don't you touch it?
Well, you could.
Well, how would you say that if you said it to a child real fast?
I say, don't touch it.
Would you ever say, don't you touch it?
I don't think so.
How would you say it if you said it real fast to a child?
Don't touch it. No, don't touch it.
How would you say it if you put the U in it?
No, don't you touch it.
And if you want a knife and send somebody over to get it, you say, go what? The knife.
Please go get me the knife.
And what kind of outdoors games did you play when you were growing up?
Oh, hopscotch and marbles and jump the stick and jump the rope. And
well, what did you call the hiding games?
Hide and go seek. Did
you ever hear hoopy high?
What?
Did you ever hear hoopy high?
No.
What did you call the place you ran for when you played hide and go seek?
The home base.
And when you throw a ball, you expect somebody to
catch it.
You might say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
And you might say, there's no need to hurry. I'll wait
for you.
And if you try some over and over and over, but you hadn't quite got it, but you just figured out what you're doing wrong, and somebody said, well, that's all you get. You say, no, give me another, just give me one more
minute.
Well, if it was try is the thing.
One more try.
The West would say it says try.
One more time.
Is there another
time.
Word?
Time.
Sure.
Chance. Mm-hmm.
So how would you say that?
What if I were a child, I'd say one more chance.
And if everybody's got a smile, if somebody's got a smile on his face and he has a pleasant word for everybody, you say, he seems to be in a good
mood today.
And if somebody, you know, always laughs and jokes, you say, he's got a very good sense of
humor.
And
humor.
Which is it?
Humor.
Which is the older one?
Humor, I suppose. I just don't know.
Well, if there's a real pesky salesman, and I was sitting there, come on, Miss McCallis, let's finish this up. You say, well, wait till I what him?
I'd say wait until he gets through.
Well, if he was just bothering you, you didn't want him around anyway.
Well, I've never had that experience.
What would you say?
Wait till I get rid of him?
And so, now, if you had termites, you know, you'd say, well, I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And you might say, he didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all.
Thought.
What's another way of saying, if he knew, he didn't know it all either.